Next week, the International Writers Project and Department of Literary Arts at Brown University will present Cuba in Splinters, new fiction from Generation Zero. This is a two-day festival of Cuban writing and music on February 4th and 5th, next Wednesday and Thursday. This Cuba in Splinters Festival honors the literature and culture of Brown University's International Writers Project Fellow, Cuban fiction writer, blogger, and political activist Orlando Luis Pardo Lazo. And it's my pleasure to introduce Orlando Luis this morning. Welcome to Rhode Island Public Radio.
Thank you very much.
Also a guest this morning is Gail Nelson from the Brown Literary Arts Department. Welcome, Gail.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
So, Orlando Luis, Cuba in Splinters, that's the title of the anthology of short stories from the New Cuba, which you put together, also the title of the festival. What do you mean by that, and what do you hope people get from this festival?
Certainly a new vision of Cuba from the cultural, literary, but also social point of view, a Cuba in fragments, a Cuba without the stereotypes that are so common in American press, in American politicians, and also in the American people, that because Cuba has been for so long a society so closed, so unknown, despite the fact that it's so close to America and that there are so many Cubans here. And therefore, these new writers from Havana, 11 fiction writers, are trying to approach a new way of understanding fiction, narrative, but also the imagination, literary imagination of a country that is about to reach its future.
Can you give us a progress report on that effort? How's it going?
We are not afraid of failure. We know we are dealing with the impossible, trying to reconceptualize, to make new readings, new approaches. Sometimes on purpose, we make some violence, text violence, upon the corpus of Cuban literature, upon the national tradition. So we are trying to cut bridges and trying to find new paths. And this is a very risky option for a generation of young writers.
You know, there's a push now by the Obama administration to, quote, normalize relations with the government of Cuba. What's your take on that idea?
I don't know. We will need to have literary consideration about this transcendental event. But I will only make a reflection about this. Raul Castro and in general, the Castros maybe are not so ready for this open hand of President Obama. Maybe they are not so ready for engagement. And at some point, I expect, it's very skeptical thinking, that they will be moving back. Obama is pretending to move forward, leave behind difference in the past. I think Raul Castro needs those differences in order to keep absolute control on information, on culture, on politics.
In many of the stories in this anthology, the fall of communism in Europe and the collapse of the Soviet Union plays a big part. A lot of people in Cuba seem to be waiting for that to happen in Cuba, and it doesn't happen. And now, as you mentioned, the Castros are in their 80s. What do you see in the future for Cuba when they finally do exit the stage?
It's difficult. Literature is trying to fill that gap. We don't have the vision because the government is so opaque. We have lost the national narrative. Fidel Castro was a narrator. Somehow he was creating the nation out of his absolute will and absolute power. But now with Raul Castro and the new people in control, we don't have a narrative. And literature and writers and creative are trying to fill that gap, to appropriate political imaginaries in order to know what's going on with the soul of our nation. Maybe we are now, our independent writers have the mission to create a new soul, a new way of understanding what humanity means.
Gail Nelson, I'd like to ask you now for some information on the festival, exactly when and where.
There will be two events on the 4th of February, and there are three events on the 5th. They are all taking place in the McCormick Family Theater, which is at 70 Brown Street, and that's just up from the main campus area. So if you're between Waterman and Angel, you'll find our building. And we'd love to have everyone come and join us for the readings. And then we'll finish with a concert on the 5th at 8 p.m.
Gail Nelson from Brown and Cuban writer, blogger, and activist Orlando Luis Pardo Lazo, thanks for speaking to Rhode Island Public Radio this morning.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.